Hello, welcome back to what I believe is episode 49 of the Chris Ward podcast. I've been doing quite a few podcasts with guests, etc. in the past days, so if you go and look at them, if you haven't yet, or if you're new around here, you can go and check them out in previous episodes. Quite some cool guests, to be honest with you, some experts, professionals, and just some all-round cool people to speak to. You can find that in season 2 with guests. So, ladies and gents, this episode today is going to be a bit of a, like always, a free-balling episode. It's probably going to be centered around being yourself. It sounds really fucking cheesy when I say it like that, but when I was a new PT in the industry, I thought the way to go was to be like the Mr. Motivator, just to be very, very fake on social media, like, hey guys, come on, it's a new day, blah, blah, blah. And that is fucking pathetic, just to think that I'd have to be someone who I'm not, especially on a platform such as Instagram, where people always think that you should be high professional and should be limiting what you post and making it seem really fucking fake. So I learned early on that being someone who you're not is very, very exhausting. And take it from someone who used to be someone who was not, trying to impress people who doesn't even like with things that he can't afford. It's not the way to live. It's not the way to go. It's not what I believe in. So the fact that I even done it in the past days was quite funny. But anyway, today's episode is going to be centered around just being yourself and not giving a fuck what other people think. And this can be extrapolated from social media to the likes of the gym floor. When you're in the gym and you're thinking, oh, fuck's sake, everyone's going to look at me. Everyone's going to think I shouldn't be here. They're going to, you know, I'm not a huge fucking bodybuilder. I shouldn't be in this part of the gym, or I shouldn't be using this piece of kit. And you're so worried about what people think, but in reality, you don't know who they are. You do not know what they're thinking, even if they're thinking anything at all. And take it from someone who has been in the gym before when he was a new gym goer, a newbie, and he was terrified of using pieces of kit that he didn't understand. You know, a barbell bench press, a dumbbell bench press, a cable chest fly. I did not know how to use this shit when I was first in the gym. So to expect people to expect that you know how to do it is just naive. No one's born knowing how to use every bit of kit in the gym. That's what coaches are for. It's like driving. I yet cannot drive. It's a sensitive subject, but I can't drive it. And knowing how to parallel park, you know, you listening now, you might be, you know, insured to drive. You might be driving yourself for many, many years, and you might think, parallel parking's a piece of piss. I can do it with my eyes closed. Whereas myself, I get into a car, I'm like, fuck, I do not know what to do. I should not be in control of this vehicle. I shouldn't be here. All these thoughts going through my mind, and I'm thinking, right, okay, cool, so I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn how to use the car. I'm here how to learn how to parallel park. I'm here to get my license one day. Same as you guys in the gym. If you're afraid to use a certain piece of kit, if you're afraid to use even setting plates up on a barbell, it seems so silly to say that, because it's, for me, it's second nature. It's literally, I've done this so many years now, but to expect someone else to do it the same as I do is fucking naive. But if you are a new gym goer, or if you're just not confident, if you're unable to venture in a certain part of the gym, my clients always call it the man's area, where, yeah, there are men who let men down, man. Like, there are men in that area who let the fucking gym down. They leave weights out, they're disgusting, they fucking grunt everywhere, I call it cunting. I used to grunt when I left the weights, but it was an ego thing. If I make any sort of noise now when I'm lifting, it's before I lift. It's before I step up to the barbell and lift a heavy 1 minute maximum weight. Anything else, I keep calm, keep collected, and I just don't get distracted. But there are men area who do let the gym down. And if you're someone who's new to the gym and you go into that area and you hear or listen to a man grunting and being loud and egotistical to when he's bicep curling fucking tens, then you're not going to want to go back. You're going to feel intimidated. So I'm not surprised. There are some cunts in the gym who do let everyone down. And do you know what? If you see them people, just acknowledge it. Just don't let them prevent your journey back to the gym, because if you keep doing that, it's not going to bid well for you. You're going to keep creating barriers for yourself. Don't ever want to go back to the gym because this guy was here, or I don't like this guy in the gym, so I'm not going to go today because he might be in there this time. If you keep letting people stop you from coming to the gym, it's affecting your progress, it's affecting your journey, and it's going to affect your life as well. Because let's not forget, if you let one person inevitably prevent you from going to the gym, what could that pay off to other aspects in your life? You know, it's given too many shits about what people think. And there's a book by Mark Manson, fuck's sake, that was an epic mistake. There's a book by Mark Manson, actually one of my favourite authors, so I can't believe I got his name wrong, of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And he speaks about there's only a limited number of fucks to give. And if you haven't yet read that book, you know, pick it up next time you go out, or download on Audible. It's fantastic. It teaches you to get less shits, because it's just exhausting. It is really exhausting. And if you think, there's a favorite quote, not in that book, there's a favorite quote of mine, and it's Latin, it's memento mori. It's remember you have to die. So one day this will be over. And if you think that every single day, if you think one day this doesn't matter, we're dead, that can either prevent you from doing shit or make you do shit really fucking well. So just remember, one day you will die. So if you keep being someone you're not in a bid to impress others, it just doesn't matter. Life's too fucking short to be impressing people you don't even like. Like, I've spent relationships in the past trying to impress people through buying things I couldn't afford. So I kept having to think I had to impress. I had to be flashy, extravagant, spend all my money. And it just wasn't necessary. It was not necessary. Same with you. If you're buying things, if you're buying shiny shit to impress people don't even like, it's not going to end well. It's not going to bid well for you. It literally does not matter. So remember, next time you want to buy the new Apple Watch when it comes out, Chris, just remember that. But yeah, it's like social media. Every time someone buys anything on social media, it's if it's worth like putting on social media to polarize that. Oh, look at me, I've got loads of money, I've got fucking all this stuff. Like, if you look at my office, I've got an Apple iMac, I've got a MacBook, I've got an iPad. This Apple Mac I'm recording this on now, this isn't mine. This is my mum's. So if you think about that, you think, oh, fuck, yeah. I thought he was just balling with an iMac, an iPhone, an iPad, fucking everything Apple. It's not the case. My Apple MacBook, I got on finance and I've paid it off. Like, I had to get on finance when I first started personal training because I couldn't afford it. But again, paid it outright. It's fully paid off. But the only thing I've ever bought outright, which I'm quite happy about, is my iPad. That's not even the thing I use the most. But yeah, a little bit of a honesty pill there. But yeah, take that as a message towards buying shit you can't afford to impress people you don't even like. It's not necessary. It's really not necessary. So, where was I? Yeah, about giving too many shit what people think in the gym. So, when I'm in the gym, the last thing on my mind is what other people think of me and what I think people think of me. Take it from, okay, yeah, cool, gonna be black and white thinking here. Take it from a dude who goes to the gym pretty much every day. I could not give a fuck what you're doing. I could not give a fuck. Literally, the only time when I'm looking at the person in the gym is if they're being a massive twat, or if they're going to hurt themselves doing shit form in the gym. That's the only time. Only time. If you're training in a gym, and if you're, you know, putting weight on the bar, if you're going for a, I don't know, if you're doing a set of hip thrusts, or if you're doing a set of leg presses in the gym, if you're quite new, I don't care. As long as you're doing it well, and as long as you're ticking the boxes you need to tick, you know, if as long as you're doing you and not giving a fuck what other people think, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. As long as you do that well and you don't half-ass it. End of the day, you're there for a journey, you're there for you, and you're there to achieve something that you're working towards for you. No one else. So if you keep, even the same with, this, I'm on a bit of a rant now, the same with fitness journeys and weight loss journeys. People inevitably want to look better for themselves. If you want to look better for yourself, like I did years and years ago, when I, if for those who don't know, I was 20 stone, I lost six, seven stone. Because I wanted to do that for me. My confidence was awful. Self-esteem was awful. I couldn't, public speaking was unheard of back then. Public speaking for me was just awful. My human interaction as a whole was just awful. I was so angry all the time because I was like trying to hide or mask the fact that I was ashamed of myself. I wasn't myself because of the way I was. Then I wanted to lose weight for me. If you're trying to lose weight for somebody else, again, it's not going to bid well. It's not going to end well. You're not going to want to stick to that long term because you'll just think, oh, fuck them. Fuck what they think. Whereas if you want to lose weight for yourself, to improve your self-esteem, your confidence, you're going to go into that gym not giving a fuck what anyone else thinks, and you're going to do what you need to do. Period. So if there's one message you even take from today, it's a short episode, fair enough. It's a very short snippet. I believe if there's something worth saying, I'll come on and I'll say it. If you learn one thing today, or if you take away one thing, is stop giving fucks what people think. Stop it. Same with people who, fitness professionals, if you're listening to this and if you're a fitness professional, if you're someone on Instagram who portrays that as their business, speaking on camera, I used to be shit scared. I used to be fucking terrified of being on camera. Now I couldn't give a fuck. Couldn't give a fuck. Same with podcasts. I used to be really scripted. I used to be really like talking prim and proper. But it wasn't myself. It wasn't myself. To take it from someone who used to struggle being on camera, for someone who used to struggle being himself, someone who used to buy expensive things to impress people who doesn't even like, that he couldn't even afford at the time, for someone who went through their fitness journey because they wanted to, not other people, stop giving a fuck what people think. I'm going to end on that. Okay? So if you found today's episode useful, if you agree with what I'm saying, share your stories for me. Give it a rating. Message me and say, I highly agree. Okay? So guys, from me, that's episode 49. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next one.